And we turn now to Iraq. Earlier today, aides for Muqtada al-Sadr claimed that the Shiite cleric had ordered his Mahdi army to halt all military operations in the country. This news came during a day of relative quiet after a weekend of fighting in Sadr City in Baghdad and in the southern city of Basra, and only 3 days after fighting ended in the holy city of Najaf. Aides to al-Sadr also announced today the cleric may soon reveal plans to enter politics, a welcome sign for the Iraqi government, which has repeatedly called for al-Sadr to disband his fighting forces and to consider joining the political process. Joining us now with an update is Rajiv Chandrasekaran, the Baghdad bureau chief of the Washington Post, and he's with us from Baghdad. Good to have you back on the program.
Good afternoon.
What can you tell us about the details of what Muqtada al-Sadr has said today, calling for a ceasefire and declaring that he may take a role in politics?
Well, the details thus far are sketchy, but this is an incredibly optimistic sign that's emanating now from Sadr's aides. We haven't yet heard from Muqtada directly, but what we have been hearing today from his aides up here in Baghdad, as well as down in Najaf, is that first and foremost, that Muqtada wants the members of his Mehdi army who are not in the Najaf and Kufa area, those two cities that were covered under this deal reached last week. He wants the fighters elsewhere in Baghdad to also adhere to a ceasefire while discussions take place with representatives of Iraq's interim government and with the U.S. military. And there are also some hints that his aides have dropped today that plans are in the works for some announcement of Muqtada Sadr's political ambitions. Now, this is something that the government has clearly wanted. They've been seeking a nationwide ceasefire. They want Sadr's Mehdi army to dissolve, and they have extended the invitation to Muqtada Sadr to participate in the political process. If this indeed comes about, and we have to keep in mind that Sadr is a mercurial man who has reneged on agreements before, has said one thing and done another, but if this does happen, it would be a significant victory for the interim Iraqi government.
And might put an end to the kind of, well, sabotage of another oil pipeline in the southern Iraq again today. Oil exports from the country will be down, at least from the southern export terminals, for another week. That's also a pretty important development.
Indeed, it is very significant in terms of Iraq's economy here. We are hearing conflicting reports, but what appears to be the case is that exports have been shut off now and likely will be off for about a week. Over the past 4 days, there have been numerous attacks. Given that these attacks have taken place in the southern part of the country, which is predominantly Shiite, the belief is that many of these attacks may be linked toward loyalists of Muqtada Sadr. So if this deal holds, perhaps it will augur well for the safety of Iraq's southern oil infrastructure. And that really these days is where the bulk of the oil exports are coming from. So people are hopeful that this won't just will mean more than just an end to fighting in the streets of Najaf and Sadr City, but could have transformative effects throughout the central and southern parts of Iraq.
Still leaves the Sunni Triangle. But quickly, Rajiv, what is the latest word on the two French journalists who are being held hostage there in Iraq? The deadline is supposed to be this evening.
Deadline is imminent. Still have not had any direct communication from the captors. The French government has dispatched its foreign minister to the region. Also another team of French government officials is said to be on its way to Iraq. Obviously a lot of concern, but as yet no direct word or further demands from the captors.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran, thank you very much for being with us.
Always good to talk to you.
He's the Baghdad bureau chief for the Washington Post and joined us by phone from Baghdad.